God, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, Jesus. Mighty God, mighty God. Let me see this one. Whole world turned upside down. A little phone call. Now, I have to say that I need a service. I do not know how this is going to go. I will say that I do appreciate my pastor and the confidence he's placing us as we used to be called young ministers. That might not, well, we're still young. But I do appreciate his confidence in you. I really do not take this lightly, because I know that the words that the Lord speaks into our lives could change us. We make decisions based on the words that we hear from the Word of God. Amen. And it's important. It's important that this word goes forward. It's important for us to understand and to grasp the word when it goes forth. And so, with that said, I really, really do not take that lightly. And I just want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to speak to a wonderful group of people. There's no other place I'd rather be. Amen. There's no other place I'd rather be. Let me also say, the message that I wanted to preach tonight, it's actually, I'm trying to complete something that I started. I can't exactly remember when I brought this message out, but it was not complete. When I got done, I realized that, I hate to start something and don't finish it. I just hate that. If I start it, I want to finish it. The Bible said it's not good that a man, he makes all these plans to build his house and then don't consider the cost. And so you start a foundation and don't have the funds to put the rest of the house together. It's no good. It's no good. And so what I want to talk about tonight is I'm going to try to complete what I started a while back. So in doing so, I want to go back to that message and then come forward. If you understand what I'm saying. Amen. If you will stand for the reading of the word, I would appreciate that. Now we'll be reading from Mark, the 10th chapter and the 46th verse. And when they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy on me." And many charging say that he should hold his peace, but he cried a more great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me. I have a need, and I need for you to have mercy on me. I know you can. Have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still, when you read that, and Jesus, do you understand that the God of this universe stood still because somebody had a need? And Jesus stood still, and he commanded him to be called. And went, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort. Rise, he called at thee. And he cast in away his garment. He cast in away his garment. He cast in away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What will thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. I would like to talk with us tonight about the significance of the name. The significance of the name. The significance of the name. A name is a word or phrase given to a person or place or thing to be called, to be known by, in order to designate and describe and distinguish. Distinguish what it is. You give it a name. Amen. Its distinctive character, the name, will tell you that. Its quality, its personality, its strength, and its integrity. The name is important. The name is important. To the Jews, the name stood for a whole different reasons than we do today. It stood for the character of a person. When they give you a name, it stood for your character, what they expect you to be. They name you what they expect you to be. It stood for what the character of the person will be. The name has a meaning. It reveals something about the person who carries that name. Talking about the significance of the name. Sometimes the name is closely related to an aspect of the child's birth. For example, when the angel told Sarah that you're going to be with child, and what did she do? Like any normal woman would do, she laughed. I'm almost 100 years old, and you're telling me I'm going to be expected. It's a lot of stuff that comes with childbearing, childbirth, and I'm 100 years old. And so instead of crying, she laughed. Amen. And so the name that was given to the child that was birthed is, the name Isaac means laughter. It means laughter. Because Sarah laughed when God told her she would be with child. And I'm not gonna be fast. I'm not gonna be a regular, really good thing. But I want to try to teach us. What we're doing is trying to teach us something here. Often the name is chosen to represent who or what the parents hope and expect the child to be. Moses' wife was named Zipporah, means bird. Invoking beauty and grace. And she was a beautiful woman, the Bible says. Amen. When you study the biblical folks in the biblical time, the name made them change for a specific reason. God just doesn't change a name just to be changing a name. God just doesn't up and say, I don't like that. I think you need to change that. He's not interested in that. When he changed your name, there is a reason. There's a purpose. Amen? Name change corresponds to a life change. It will make an eternal difference to those people. A prime example would be Saul, known for persecuting the Christian. became known as Paul. Now, when you study this out in Greek, Paul means small. Small thing. And it marked humility. God changed his name from Saul to Paul. Saul was the first king, and so he had a kingly name. And so, you know, I don't know if his demeanor was, hey, I'm somebody. I'm the namesake of King Saul. So, hey, you know, that's who I am. God said, I can't use that attitude. I can't use that. I need for you to have humility. I need for you not to think of yourself as so high-minded that I can't use you. And so he said, I'm going to change that. I'm going to change that from Saul to Paul. Amen. Amen. In Genesis 17 and 5, and God changed Abram. His name was first called Abram. It means high father. And God said, look down the way and say, I know what I'm going to do with him. I need to change his name. Change his name to Abraham. Abraham means father of many nations. Talking about the name, the importance of the name. Amen. Amen. But God apparently named people as though the meaning is already true, then proceeds to change them to make that fit, to make them fit the name. Somebody, brother, if you put up Romans 4 and 17. He changed their names. No longer High Father, but Father of many nations. And this thing has not happened as yet. This is going to happen in the future. And so when you read Romans 4 and 17, he called those things which are not as though they were. He does. You might not think of yourself as you should, but God knows where you're going. And he knows what it takes to get you there. And so he's calling Abram. He said, Abram, you're going to be the father of many nations. It's not there yet. You're not there yet. But this is where I'm going to take you. So I've got to change your name. The name, the character of the person. It describes the quality, the personality, the strength of the person. The name is important. Genesis 32 and 28, God says, Jacob, you know, I don't know about that name, Jacob. Jacob here. I don't know about that. Supplanter. I think I need to change that. Okay? And so God proceeds to doing so. In John 1 and 42, Jesus changed Simon's name. It's no longer Simon, which means God has heard. He's now called Peter, a rock. The rock upon which I'm going to build my church. I can't, you know, I don't know why his mom and dad named him God Has Heard. I don't know, maybe she had a troubled, in her pregnancy, and she prayed and God touched her and healed her and she has a healthy baby. I don't know. But I know that name was not what God wanted for him. And so he wanted somebody that had the characteristic of a rock, solid, firm. Amen? And so he changed that. Change it from God Has Heard to Peter, the rock. Solid rock. Strong. I need somebody that's strong. You're gonna deal with some people and you need some stickability. You need some backbone. You need something that's going to keep you through the fire and through the furnace and through the winds and the storms and the rain. I need somebody that's going to be able to do that. And so I got to give you a name that characterizes that individual. And so you're going to be called the rock. Now, when you read the scripture, sometimes, even after changing his name, sometimes Jesus, now, my wife told me, and if you tell her, I told you, it's going to be nice.
said, well, I have problems this time of year with allergies.
She says,
don't go up there and sniff.
What am I supposed to do? She said, because here everything. Don't go up there and sniff it.
A snake, don't tell her that snake.
Jesus help us. Amen. And so, even after changing his name, Brother Shep, every once in a while, Jesus would refer to him as his previous name. And I can't help but think that as human as we are, sometimes, Brother Pat, every now and then, we sort of revert back to that character that you used to be. Every now and then, you know, you're driving by and somebody whips in front of you and you know what you want to do. You know, every now and then. And so even though Jesus changed his name, and every now and then he'll go back and call him his old name. And this is just Gooden talking. I can't help but think, hey, that's one of those moments, you know. You know those moments. You know, brother man, those moments. You know, yeah, those moments. It's supposed to be going 50 miles an hour and they're going 40 miles an hour. Those moments. That's when that name go back to being what it was. So, when Jesus revert back to calling his name, that's how I think. That, hey, you know, he did something that characterized what he used to be. Every now and then. And I tell you that God thinks names are important. Names are important. Peter, you're a rock. Sometimes you act like a sand. I know. I do that myself. When God gives you a name, that means he's got something for you to do. When he changed your name, it's not because he has nothing else to do. He's got a work for you to do. He's got a purpose for you in mind. And so, when he changed your name, just look out, Satan, look out. Because he's got something in store. He's got something in store. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not always like that. A name, as I said, used to define a person, identify him or her. It's no wonder. And he got ready to execute his plan of salvation. It was no accident that he decided that I don't want human to give me a name. Mary, you're good. You know, you're a good guy. You're a good guy. But the name has to have a meaning to it. The name has to have purpose to it. And so, I'm going to decide what I want to be called. That's what God said. And so he sent the angel down and he said, tell them what my name should be. Tell them what I want to be called. When he decided to step out of eternity and come down here and to be born of a woman, you know, I don't want him just to pick a name out of a book. It's not going to be a haphazard thing. So he sent the angel. Isaiah 9:6 says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All these encompasses his name. The name is important. Just any name won't do for my God. It needs to have significance. It needs to have meaning. It needs to imply something. It needs to have some substance, some weight to it. The name. The name. In Matthew, he said, "He shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." Jesus encompasses all those wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. It's all wrapped up in one name. Jesus. Amen. And I know that's not news to you, but just bear with me for a little while. I'm going somewhere. Amen. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And the Hebrew translation of the name Jesus, Yahweh, the Hebrew for salvation. Jesus. Salvation. The name has purpose. It's not just a name. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among man whereby we must be saved. I know it's not new to you, but it's not just a name. Colossians said, "Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." It's not just a name. Everything we do should be up under the authority of the name. There is authority in the name. In the name you will cast out. Amen. There is authority in that name. Name is important. Luke 24, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. When you go down into the name, you're joining the family. When you get baptized in his name, you're joining the family. There's something about a family. Unless you have that name, you don't belong to that family. Unless you have that name, you have no authority. You've got to have that name. It's important. It's essential. Having the family name is essential. If you don't have the name, you can't attain. You can hashtag that one. If you don't have the name, you can't attain. Our goal is to do all that we can do to make heaven our home. And if you're trying to get there without the name, you will not attain. The name is important. There is something about that name. Hallelujah. What makes the plan of salvation legitimate is the name. The name. The name. Hallelujah. There is power in that name. There is power in that name. The layman would have died without that name. Philippians 2:9 says, "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at that name, every knee shall bow." I don't care what you believe. I don't care if you're Baptist. You know, I don't care if you're Methodist. I don't care what you are. When you hear that name, some point, you're going to bow. Every knee shall bow. And every tongue will confess. He is Lord. Thank God for the name. The name. And so, let me get into my message for tonight. I need you to understand the importance of the name. I need to know that who you are and who you belong to and whose name you wear. It's important that you know whose name you wear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and just let me go on. I have always thought when I read in the Bible, it says there was a lame man and his name was blind Bartimaeus. I always thought that was his name. Teach it. You know that guy. His name is blind Bartimaeus. You know blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. When you study this, you understand that Bartimaeus is not his name. When you see in the Bible Bart hyphenated in a name, it simply means son of. That's all it means, son of. So, blind Bartimaeus, he is son of Timaeus. Well, what's his name? Son of Timaeus. And when you study on, so who is this guy, Timaeus? I teach to you about the importance of the name and the significance of having a good name and a name that's meaningful, the name that describe who you are and you carry that character throughout your whole life. The name is important. When Bartimaeus was born, his parents, I don't know if they felt, because he was blind, that they felt that he was less than everybody else, that he wasn't worth giving him a name. You know, Simon, Paul, Abraham, a name. Why didn't they give this guy a name? When you continue to study this out, Timaeus, who is this guy Timaeus? Timaeus. Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Timaeus means filthy, dirty, nasty, lewd, immoral, foul, defiled, polluted, and unclean. That's Timaeus. That's his daddy. And so Bartimaeus is living his life as the son of a nasty man. I said a name is important. His life as the son of a defiled man, of an immoral man, a man that didn't think it was important enough to give his son a name. So they just called him Bartimaeus. That's the son of that guy over there, Timaeus. Can you imagine going through your life without a name? How do they know you? How do they characterize you? I'm going through life and no one knows my name. Timaeus. And so blind Bartimaeus had a need in his life. He needed a name change. Going through life being called the son of the filthy man. The son of that lewd man. Hallelujah. The name. I'm going to be little transparent with you. See, I sort of understand where Bartimaeus, let's go ahead and call him Bartimaeus. I understand where he's at. Because when my father found out that my mom was with child with me, he just simply walked out. He had no input in what my name was going to be. He just simply walked out. I'm out. I'm bailing. I don't even want to know his name. I don't want to know what you call him. That's how it was. And so, here I am. Your daddy don't even want to know what they're going to call you. But it's important of what you're called. You identify. Bartimaeus, just a beggar. What else is the son of a nasty man going to do? A blind one at that. What else is the son of a lewd man is going to do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had a defect. He had a defect. He was born blind. And daddy said, I don't care anything about him. You could just call him whatever. And see, back then, the father had a major input in what the son is going to be called. Because when it was time for Jesus, they asked, what are you going to call him? They asked Joseph. They didn't go ask Mary. They said, what are you going to call him? And the angel already told him what to name him. But so here is Bartimaeus with a daddy that don't want it. With a daddy that don't care about it. I said, it's important. The name is important. And Psalms 51 and 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And to be honest, and that's speaking to all of us today, we were all sinners. We were born into this thing. Adam did it up, and we were born into this thing. And just like Bartimaeus, we needed a name change. We needed a family change. And so, because of just who God is, he said, I've got to do something. Those people, they need salvation. Not what the enemy's telling them. And so, let me say, we all know that the pastor is preaching, teaching, everything he can do about revival. Landmark will be a revival church. I said Landmark will be a revival church. And a revival church will get some Bartimaeus. We will. There is no if, ands, or but about it. We will get some Bartimaeus. We might even get some Timaeus. That's the whole point of revival. That's the whole reason why we are here. Yes, there are some Bartimaeus with some issues. They might not be blind, but they have issues. They might not be lame, but they have issues. And God has placed us in this city, in this place, for time, for such a time as this, that when some Bartimaeus come in, and when some Timaeus come in, we are not like the guys that say, shh, don't say anything. Hold your peace. Because they will come crying. They will need God to stand still at that moment and reach them at their point of need, just like he did Bartimaeus. And the church as a body, we have to be sensitive to that. We have to be sensitive, Brother Shuff, to those Bartimaeus that will come in. And when Timaeus get here, we can't stick our nose up at Timaeus. Because by the grace of God, we were Timaeus at one point in our lives. But if it had not been for the grace of God, if it had not been for the grace of God, there will still be sitting by the wayside begging. Timaeus. We cannot lift our nose up at Timaeus when he walks in. Because Timaeus might, yes, he just might be filthy when he walks in the door. He just might be dirty and nasty when he walks in the door. He might be lewd when he walks in the door. He might be immoral, indecent, foul, defiled. But so are we. Hallelujah. Polluted. Unclean. Hallelujah. That might be their namesake. But when they come before the Savior, remember the name Jesus means salvation. And what the Timaeuses and the Bartimaeuses that walk in, what they're looking for, Brother Shuff, is a Savior. What they're seeking is salvation. And there is no better place than an apostolic altar to find the true salvation, repentance, baptism, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. That will turn Timaeus around. That will turn Bartimaeus around. And that's the only thing that will do that. And so we play a part, such an important part, when they do walk in the door. How do we treat the lewd? How do we treat the immoral, the indecent? How do we treat the Timaeuses? How do we treat Timaeus when he walks in? Hallelujah. 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 I am defiled. I am broken. This is who I am. What do you say to a man? What do you say to Timaeus? He's looking for an answer. He's looking for a family. He's seeking a name change. And so, Jesus called for Bartimaeus. And he said, what do you want me to do for you? Now, you would think that that would be an obvious answer. You know, you would think that was so obvious that the question didn't need to be asked. There might have been something in his life that's more important than being blind. I don't know. But he asked, what do you want me to do? Lord, that I might receive my sight. That's all I want to do. I have been called a lot of things. I have been looked down on because my daddy. I have wore this coat for a long time. I need a change. I need a change. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, that I might receive my sight, and we've read the scripture, and God healed him of his blindness. That's what Timaeus wants. He wants to be touched for the show by the King of Kings and by the Lord of Lords. That's all Timaeus wants. That's all Bartimaeus wants. Amen. How can a man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? I can tell you. I can tell you. A name change. A name change. A name change. When we cry out, just like Bartimaeus did, Lord, I need a name change. Jesus, thou son of David, just have mercy on me. Give me a change. Give me a name change. Have mercy. And just like he did for the son of Timaeus, he will stand still. He will stand still. So when Timaeus come in, when Bart come in, we serve a God that will stand still. He will stand still. He sees the need. He knows the situation, the circumstance that we are in. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. And he stood still. If we want the attention of God, all we have to do is start crying out. All we have to do is start crying out. It doesn't have to be audible. Brother Larry, they don't have to hear you across the other side of the building when you're crying out. And when you cry out, we still have an enemy out there that will tell you to shut up. We still have an enemy out there that says, God is not interested in this situation. This is too small for God. God is above all of that. There is nothing too small for God. There is nothing that you could ask him that you can consider insignificant. If you're asking, it's because you have a need. And that's important to God. If you want God to stand still, cry out. In the still small voice, cry out. When you're in a noisy room, cry out. You're in a place where you should not be, cry out. You need something to keep you going, cry out. You have a need physically, cry out. Spiritually, cry out. And God will stand still. Because we have his name. No matter the circumstance. The devil would like you to keep the coat. Keep on that beggar's coat. Keep it on. If he did not cry out, he will still be sitting by the highway begging. But he had a need. And he knew the answer to his need was coming down the road. His name. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. As I mentioned before, being a little transparent again about how things were with me. And so my mom was left to give me a name. Now I don't know, I cannot tell you that I knew where she got the name. I cannot tell you that she, I know she didn't look in a name book because where I was, they didn't have a name book. But she gave me the name Owen. And if you were to look up the meaning of the word Owen, you will see the word warrior. You will see the word noble. No matter what life throws at you, no matter what life throw at you, with the right name behind you, the authority of the name behind you, no matter what the enemy comes at you, Brother Slaughter, I don't care what the enemy speaks to you. You have the name. That's above every name. And so, in my life personally, I can't tell you that I've always been the warrior that I should be. I cannot tell you that I was always noble. But I had a name that's above every name. You can strive. I can strive to be the warrior to fulfill the meaning of my name. Strive to be noble. I can strive for that. But what's important to me is the day that I was baptized in that name. That's what's important to me. To take on that name. Hallelujah. To fulfill that name. Can I tell you that every one of us, we have our struggles. We have our struggles. You might have the name, but you still have struggles. You still have issues. We still have issues. But we serve a God. We serve a God. We serve a merciful God. And a lot of times, if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, there is no telling where we would be today. Just like Bartimaeus, when we remove that beggar's garment and become the new creature. Saul, you're no longer Saul. You're no longer Saul. Abram, you're no longer Abram. You are now Abraham. When God changed your name. When God changed your name. And so, we have a responsibility to live up to that name. It's not, like I said before, he just don't change your name just because he has nothing else to do. He has a work for each and every one of us to do. He has something for you to do. He does. You might not believe what I'm saying, but he does. If you are a blood-bought child of God, he has something for you to do. Because we've got his name. Because we have got his name. Hallelujah. I know this is a little different from Brother Gooden. But it in studying for this message, it just speaks to me. It says something to me. When God changed your name. When God changed your name. Timaeus, you might be rude, filthy, and defiled, but God can change your name. Bartimaeus, you might carry the stigma of your daddy a long time, but that day that you cried out, he changed your name. He gave your name. Hallelujah. And I don't think, I knew when I brought that point out that somebody might be saying, well, what do you mean that's not his name? I'm just telling you what the word says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so thankful. I'm so thankful that we serve a God. I'm so thankful that we serve a God that's sensitive to his people. I'm so thankful that I'm not just an anybody. I'm not just an anybody. I don't care what label the world put on us. I don't care what label they put on you. You're not just anybody. You are a child of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen.
Oh, come on, church. Let's love him.